Another thing I need to boo about, I know this is sort of rapid fire boos. I've just been ousted by Arthur O-R-G-U-K. I'm not sure who he is or where he is, but he's in Snenton Dale. And here's an interesting story that I remembered from the other day that I needed to talk about. It's nothing to do with Arthur, per se. It's to do with ousting, as in, like, whenever you check in using Foursquare, not Gwala, because I don't think Gwala does this, because I don't think it has the sort of mayorship kind of leaderboard thing. I don't know if they'll ever bring it out, actually. I think they'll just not do it. But on Foursquare, whenever you check into a place and nobody else has checked in there, you become the mayor. So if a lot of people check in at locations, sooner or later, you know, if you've checked in there a lot, you sort of rise up the ranks of, if you like, of check-ins, and you become the mayor. Now, Arthur's just ousted me because I check in Snenton Dale. Now, Snenton Dale is roughly where CJ and Dan live. Now, I don't check in with Foursquare or Gwala. What I do is I use a application called Instagram to take photos, put filters on. One of the things that Instagram does is that it has the ability to send that location data and photo to Foursquare. Now, I wanted to talk to you about an interesting story that happened probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago, maybe a little bit longer actually, is that I was up reasonably early, 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I went to take a photo of the central bar, which is right next door to Antenna in Nottingham, at Antenna_UK. And took a photo of that side of the building, applied a filter to it, and put in the location data, you know, clicked location, come up with central bar. So I took a photo, put the location data, sent it to my Flickr and my Facebook and Foursquare. And thought nothing of it, put my iPod in the pocket, got to the studio, and on one of my message replies, I just got this message from this guy that said, FFFFFFUUUUU. Fuck you, basically. And I was like, what the, you know, what's this about? I don't even understand what this is about. I said, why is he saying this to me? And I went onto Facebook, and on Facebook, on my profile, there was this message saying, you have ousted this person from the central bar. Now, I don't know this person at all, and he's actually, I think he was either from Leeds or Bristol or somewhere, but he's obviously checked in at the central bar quite a lot. And because he'd received a message to tell him that he'd been ousted, which, by the way, if you think about it, ousted sounds very much like somebody's stuck, you know, like a bunch of, I don't know, planks under your backside and they're jettisoned you out of a seat. You know, it's very much like a James Bond ejector seat kind of interpretation. It's like, ousted, right, you're off, get out, or thrown out of a car, or, I don't know, jettisoned from somewhere. It's very severe, and some people, you know, react to it differently. And this guy had basically, you know, jokingly or otherwise, but it made me sit back and think, wow, this has got some real social connotations to it, in that, you know, you start to, although I see the benefit of loyalty in terms of geolocation, you know, if you're visiting somewhere regular enough and the company is watching who the customers are and coming regular enough, those customers should get loyalty. They should get, you know, freebies or coffee or muffins or whatever, or discount on membership, whatever it may be. Because you can correlate that stuff. How many members did that person bring in? How many photos did they talk about? Did they take? How many blog posts have they written about our products? You know, there's benefits there for being like a brand ambassador for a place. But it made me think about the anti-social media aspects of it, because, you know, ousting somebody who doesn't really get the technology, if they're really, really happy that they've become a mayor of the place, and then they get this message, you know, depending on what time of day it is, what time of mood they're in, there's definitely something that needs to be looked at about ousting somebody, because it does give you this sort of like, oh dear, somebody's overtaken, somebody's done something. And I guess it's that competitive thing that is intriguing to me. But I just wanted to share that with you because Arthur has just ousted me down at Snenton Dale. And it's going to be an interesting thing, because whenever I take a photo, and I did this completely honestly, I just took a photo of something in Snenton Dale. It might have been a table, or I don't know what it was. Maybe, yesterday it was, what was it yesterday? I was taking photos of these little, we did an audio boo last night, but I haven't uploaded it yet. These little mini fish pie things, I think, and I uploaded that. But yeah, interesting story anyway, and I've rattled on for 5 minutes. I do apologise. Ousting, mayors, four square. Got to be something else in there. I think we need to have some kind of setting or some way to soften those a little bit. Ousting sounds very, I don't know, it sounds very like, you know, pulled up and dragged you out of the car.